We were up to the year 2003. So Avram was born in the year 1948. And then when Avram was 55 years old, in the year 2003, he left Haran and came to Canaan, and Hashem appeared to him, and he had the whole vision. And he built an altar, and Terach, Nachor, and Lot remained in Haran. Mitzrayim was also built that year, because it was built 7 years after Hebron, and Hebron was built in the year 1996. Noach passed away 3 years later, when Avram was 58. And that was when Avram was in Eretz Yisrael for 3 years. Meaning, Avram was how old when Noach passed away? 58. That's what Ibn Ezra says. Avram ben Noach, kishemet Noach. Yeah, Noach is spelled Nun Ches, 58. Avram was 58 when Noach passed away. Avram ben Noach, kishemet Noach. When Avram lived in Israel for 5 years, that's when Sodom and Amorah and all the cities that lived along the Jordanian Valley rebelled against Kedorlaomer, the king of Elam. They had been under his reign for 12 years and paid taxes, and now they rebelled for 13 years. They held their subservience. Avram was in Canaan for 10 years, so now he's 65 years old, and there's this great war between Nimrod, the king of Shinar, and Kedorlaomer, because Kedorlaomer was one of the generals of Nimrod. And when the Tower of Babel fell and everyone was scattered, so Kedorlaomer traveled to Elam and built his own empire there. And he decided he's rebelling against his king Nimrod. And when Nimrod heard that, Kedorlaomer had a rebellion of his own. Remember, Kedorlaomer went to the city of Elam, and he settled it. And then the fertile area near the Jordanian Valley, they all started rebelling against Kedorlaomer for 13 years. Now, when Nimrod heard that, he decided to take advantage of that, and he decided that now he's going to take back his chief general, Kedorlaomer. So Nimrod traveled down there, and he took 7,000 men. Kedorlaomer went out with 5,000 men, and they had a war in the valley of Babylon in between Elam and Shinar. And the loser was Nimrod. And Nimrod lost 600 men, and he lost his son. And Nimrod fled, and he lived in his own country in shame. And for a period, he was subservient to his own general, Kedorlaomer. Kedorlaomer went back home, and he gathered the kings that surrounded him, Arioch the king of Elasar, Tidal the king of Goyim, and he made a pact with them to ensure that he'd be ready for the next round. And now, in the year that Avram is 15 years in Israel, Avram is 70 years old, Hashem appears to him and says, I'm the one who took you out of Ur Kasdim, and he has the great vision, and he's told that the fourth generation will be exiled into Egypt, and Avram builds an altar. In the year 2021, now Avram is 73. There was the great war. Nimrod comes back. Kedorlaomer has his pact with his men. And we know the end of the story. Avram chases after Nimrod. According to some midrashim, Avram kills Nimrod at that time. Nimrod overtakes Kedorlaomer, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. Four kings versus five kings. Among the four kings was Nimrod, and this time Nimrod was victorious. He conquered Sodom and Amorah and Kedorlaomer and this territory of Elam and the whole territory of the Jordanian Valley. And that's when Avram chased the four kings in order to free Lot, and was victorious against Nimrod and killed him, according to some midrashim. Now, 2 years later, Avram's living in Israel for 15 years. Avram goes back to Haran to see his father and mother, and he takes Sarai with him, and he spends 5 years with his family back in Haran. Now, Avram's returning to Haran an accomplished man. He's already put down the greatest kings of his time. And people take a liking to Avraham, and people of Haran start following him. And he has 72 students, and he teaches them the ways of Hashem. He quotes a medrash here, then the Brisbane Absarim Avraham was 70 years old. Tosfos writes that he was 75 years old when he left Haran. And that's what we said, that he left Haran twice. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow.